I mean, I can't even explain it with words. It's like, you know, the first few events, like, you know, we knew Barr was the second one, and you could hear a pin drop in that room. And every time she made a connection, we all clapped, but like we were so afraid to clap with enthusiasm because we knew there was so much more competition ahead. But when she stuck that landing in Barr's, like, we knew, like, you could tell in that space, like, we knew something great was going to happen, and we still kind of held back a little bit, and, you know, that floor routine came up, and, I mean, the energy in it was just electric. We just could not contain ourselves. It just was, like, you know, when you look at what, you know, our history and where we've come from, understanding all of that was literally, like, we carried all of our hopes and our dreams of our ancestors through Sunisa. I mean, it was amazing.
And you were in the room. I assume that, and maybe I shouldn't assume this, but do you know Suni's parents, or have you gotten to meet them through this experience or for through prior experience?
So I was actually in the physical room. So my daughter came with me, and we had friends. So I've actually known the family for a really long time. My daughter spent 10 years at the same gym that Sunisa was at, and they started at the same level together as the little kiddos, you know, 6 years old. And so our families have known each other, and we always knew Suni was special. And so through the years, I mean, until Suni became a household name, you know, we were friends, and we supported them in ways, the best way that we could, even around, like, you know, donating to help them be able to get to competitions as Suni moved up in ranks. I mean, we and our families have known each other for, you know, 10 years.
You talked about this a little bit, but Suni sort of representing the hopes and dreams of an entire culture that's here in Minnesota and throughout the country as well. I'm wondering if you can maybe just elaborate on that a little bit. What does this mean to you personally today?
I mean, to me personally, I think about the fact that, like, I came to this country, was born in Laos, and I came as a refugee, and I was one of the first generation of kids to grow up here, though I was not born here. I was 4 years old when we came. And we've come a really long way from the days in which I used to forge my parents' signatures on sports forms so that I could play sports. And that, you know, we were refugees trying to make a life here, and so we were told to focus on education. So anything like sports or arts was not supported within our community. And so for me, this within one generation, for us to have moved in a direction of which we support our daughters, you know, from the traditional roles of how we see them, for somebody like Suni to become an Olympian, I mean, I don't even have words to express what this actually means for us and the shift in how we see women in our culture and how we support our girls and invest in them. Like, this is not just about a victory of winning gold and for pride of our country and our culture. And, you know, it is literally understanding that within a generation, we have shifted the way our community looks at women and how we invest in them.
That is very well stated, Representative. And I almost hesitate to bring this part of it up, because for me personally, this always drives me crazy when I when I see news stories that strain to try to get a local angle on something. But we can't avoid that in this particular case. I mean, this is a case of a hometown girl doing well. Can you talk a little bit about what it means for the state of Minnesota and for the city of St. Paul specifically to capture this national spotlight?
Absolutely. And I mean, I want to point out too that it's really important that the strength and the perseverance and the tenacity among people, right? Like every culture, every country that we have lived in, you know, we were oppressed by those countries. That when we lived in China, we were oppressed, which is why we left to Southeast Asia. And in Laos, we were oppressed by the Lao, and that's why we fought with the U.S. In the Vietnam War, in what is now known as the Secret War. And our opportunity to really be people who could live out what it means to be free people. That is all we've ever been seeking, was the ability to live out our dreams. And so, like, for Hmong people, she is the dream that our ancestors dreamed of. Even though they couldn't imagine what that dream could be, they dreamed of a better future for us. They dreamed of better opportunities for us, and they came here for that dream. And so, to us, that's huge. How what it means to our country, what it means to our state. I mean, Sunisa is the first Asian American woman, not just Hmong, of any Asian descent, to win an all-around gold medal. That speaks volume to the contribution of Asian Americans to this country, and that as a minority that has been invisible and that our contributions have been overlooked through history, she literally said, we are here and we will no longer be invisible. And she is the first Asian American woman to hold that title. And for the state of Minnesota, we have been an amazing state in which we have welcomed immigrants and refugees to this country. And we have one of the largest Hmong populations here and one of the largest Somali population. And we know that we are a better state, a richer state for that. And Sunisa literally showed us what that investment in our immigrant communities and refugee communities, what that produces for us. And that is just so much joy and pride and love and opportunity like this in richness of what we create because we've been welcoming to immigrants. That to me is huge.
Representative, a joyous historic day here in Minnesota and around the world, and I can't thank you enough for taking the time to share your insights with me. I greatly appreciate it. Thank you.
Absolutely. And let me know if you have any other questions. I mean, I feel like this is so new to all of us that we don't even know how to put into words how big this is. And you know, so we appreciate the fact that we're getting that there is coverage and that we are able to get Suni's family story out. I mean, they are just such a humble family, and they have quietly supported her all these years when, you know, because the Hmong community knew so little about this type of elite sports that this community didn't even know how to show up for her. And her parents quietly supported her all of these years in ways in which, like, not even knowing what would come out of it. And so it's important for us to tell the stories and the hopes and dreams of those who come here and what they're looking for and the struggles that they have to get to the places where they give people opportunities. It's important to tell those stories. So I appreciate it.